Hurricane Katrina scattered her survivors all across this country. Nearly 300 of them were evacuated by air to Washington, D.C. NPR's Libby Lewis spoke with one father and son from New Orleans who lived through the storm.
It's late afternoon, and you can smell autumn coming. Reginald Walker is here outside the concrete complex of the D.C. Armory. He's in a clean T-shirt and trousers that have been around.
Yes, I brought these from my hometown, East Louisiana, apparently.
His son Gerard is nearby. Gerard's grandfather is inside the armory resting. Gerard's mother and some of the women in the family evacuated to Houston before the storm. Others are scattered in Louisiana. Gerard is 18. He just enrolled in 12th grade at D.C.'s Eastern High School nearby. The day before, he'd cried from missing his mom. Today, his eyes are sparkling.
I was born from my mama healthy. I'm going to stay healthy.
His dad, Reginald, is 47. He's already looking for work here. He's a certified welder. They've explored the neighborhood near the armory and met some folks.
We're trying to make the best, you know. We've lost everything. We lost everything.
Everything was in New Orleans' Lower Ninth Ward, that low-lying neighborhood inundated by Katrina.
And my sister, she's right around the corner, right next to the Claiborne Bridge. And that whole little block right there, her house, my two neighbors' house, and the house on the corner.
Reginald Walker was born and raised in New Orleans. He remembers his family riding out Hurricane Betsy when he was 7 years old.
I got caught in this one because we don't like to leave. Not our property. Some of us are hard-headed, and I'm basically one like my dad.
Hard-headed?
Yeah. We don't run from it, because if it's going to do what it's going to do, you know, that's nature.
They spent days in the water. When it rose to their knees, they climbed in the attic. When the water kept rising, they tore a hole in the roof. Back at the armory, Walker breaks from his memories.
One minute.
He runs over to help a hot dog vendor lift his cart over the curb.
We do things like that. We try and help people.
In New Orleans, when the people on his block ran out of food and water, Walker says they went and got it. He wouldn't call that looting.
I call it survival. We had no other choice. Our backs was up against the wall. You want to live, you got to do what you got to do to live. Have you ever seen that movie where they was in the snow and people on the mountain, people were dying? They had to eat them people to survive.
Walker said it never got that bad. Anyway, it's all in the past. And the past makes the present, this dry city filled with strangers, look pretty smooth. He spots Renee Hill with her mom Gloria and a slew of nieces and nephews. They live nearby. Walker met them the day before. He'd asked them for directions.
I told y'all I was going to see y'all again, huh?
Did you find it?
Yeah, I found it right up the street, yeah.
Okay, well, tomorrow we're going to have a cookout. We're going to...
Where?
Up the street. We're going to bring flyers down and bring everybody up there.
Up the street. Which way?
The neighborhood.
Okay.
Reginald Walker will be there.
Okay.
He knows he's going to be here for a while. Libby Lewis, NPR News, Washington.